So Dave asked me to share my testimony, and testimony is just really my journey. So I want to share my journey with Jesus, because I wasn't always on this journey, but I want to tell you how I got on this path and where I am now on my path. My background is that I grew up in a religious family. I was one of five children. We were pretty upper middle class. I had pretty much everything I wanted. We weren't rich, but we were good. We can go to the store. We could buy whatever we want. I had two parents, and they did the best they could do to raise us. But my parents were very broken people, as we all are, really. And didn't have a lot of security there. And we went to church every week. I believed in God. I absolutely believed in God. I believed in the Bible. I believed in Jesus. I believed in God. But I had no confidence that I was going to heaven. Not anything. I thought I had to be good. I thought I needed to either commit my life as a nun or a priest or do something like that. But I did not have any security in my eternal life. And I really believed that there was a heaven and a hell. And then my older brother, so I'm the fourth of the five, and my older brother was very, very rebellious and got into a lot of trouble and joined the military instead of going to college after my parents paid for his college tuition. He took off, and he comes back, so he's really bad. He gets caught, like, smoking pot or something in the military, and whatever the else it is, whatever else happened, by the time he came back, he was different, and he said he was born again. And so this is in late 70s. And born again back in the 70s was a total term. And it was like a catchphrase. So what was born again? I was like, isn't that like whatever you see on TV? Is it fake? Is it one of those evangelistic preachers? I didn't know what born again was. And he said to me, no, it's in the Bible. I'm like, I believe the Bible. Where is it in the Bible? I had never heard it before in my life. I just thought it was a catchphrase. Well, it is in the Bible. It's in John 3. Mikey knows. Mikey is laughing in agreement with me. So, let me just get to John 3. And it says that there was a man named Nicodemus who was a ruler of the Jews. And he was religious. And he sneaks away to Jesus by night and says, Rabbi, to Jesus, we know you've come from God as a teacher, for no one can do what you're doing, these signs, unless God is with them. And Jesus answered and said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I'm like, it is in the Bible. I just read it from the Bible. It's in the Bible. Nicodemus said, well, how do you get born again? Well, how does that happen? And so we know the first birth is being born by your mother. So we got that down. We all believe in that. And the second birth is what? And Jesus said, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, which we're all born. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. And so I said, well, I need that. I mean, I want to be born again because I want eternal life. And so I said, what do I have to do? And so my brother said, well, you have to believe in Jesus. You have to commit your life to Jesus. So I'm like, I want it. And so I just like prayed, and I was like, Jesus, whatever you are, whatever this means, I want to be born again. And I didn't feel anything, but I believed. I totally believed. And so I probably did that about 10 times because I really wanted to make sure I sealed the deal. So I had gone to different churches. I would go up for altar calls. I filled out Billy Graham, like send it in the mail. I did that. I like covered the bases. So now I'm born again, and like I could tell you and sit down and say that's how I got saved. But to be honest with you, that is the beginning of my journey. It's like saying a marriage is your whole life together, or the wedding. But it's not. Your marriage, you're 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 years together. That's your marriage, not the wedding. And it's like saying the birth of a baby is the life, and it's not true. That's just how they got there. So I feel like my birth started when I got born again. But my journey with God was very different. So I started eating the Word of God. I started reading the Bible, and really I was very hungry. I was very aware that I needed this salvation in my life, and I wanted to grow. So I'm starting to grow and grow and grow. I'm still at home with my parents, and I'm going to another church, or sneaking out at night, or going to another church because I couldn't tell them because we had to be part of this certain church. And then it was when I got to college and got away that I realized how broken I was, how dysfunctional my family really was, how really off the charts. Because when you grow up in it, it's like a temperature. You're like, I'm used to this temperature. This is my... You get used to it. You get used to people being sarcastic or yelling or being violent or swearing or whatever goes on. And we had all that. And so when I got to college, I got involved in a church very similar to ours. In fact, this church is an offshoot of the church I started going to. And and when I got to this church, I would looked around and I just realized they have something I don't have. Now, I had Jesus, but they were healthy. I had never seen a happy marriage. And I know that sounds very dramatic, but it's the truth. My parents were probably the most unhappy married family or couple that you've ever seen in your life. They couldn't stand being in the room together. But they were married. But these families were healthy. They liked each other, and they liked their children. I'm like, I've never seen that before. And they loved Jesus. And I'm thinking, I want that. And not only did I want that, I was like, I want it all. I'm like, this is almost fake. That's how astonished I was by it. That's how much it moved me. And the people were real, and I was like, I'm all in. I want this. I want to be like you. I want to get married like you, and I want to raise my kids like you. I want this thing without acting too weird. And so I started marinating myself with these people. And just in this wholeness and in this life of God, and it was very real. These people weren't trying to pretend that everything was okay. And I just wanted to be with these people. And so as I hung around with people who were healthy in God, I realized more and more how much I needed to be changed. And little by little, kind of like in Narnia, when Eustace had all those scales, you guys know when Eustace became this really rotten kid, became a dragon, and then he tried to peel off his scales. He couldn't peel off his own scales, and he realized these are really ugly. And so that's what Jesus did for me. He just started peeling off things in my life that I had been brought up with. The abuse, so my mother was mentally ill and my father was an alcoholic. And so there was a lot of abuse, emotional abuse. And so he just started peeling off my layers, but he replaced them with wholeness. But I had to let him do that. I had to be vulnerable. I had to allow myself to stand in the light. Like, I had to admit that I had problems, and I had to have people I trusted help me peel this off. So he used all these different people, safe, healthy people, to help peel off scales in my life, coupled with God's word and fellowship. The Lord, this is 34 years of this, so I've been saved for 40 years, and it's just been amazing. So this is my journey of healing and restoration, revelation, sanctification. It still goes on. All of a sudden, I'll be in the Word, I'll be praying, and the Lord will say, He'll show me something about myself. And so I can't imagine my life without Christ. I would not be here. People look at me and they go, oh, you got 7 kids, and you're this, and oh, you're perfect. You must have everything together. I am so aware of how not together I am, you guys. And without Christ, I had nothing. Nothing. There's a mire with my name on it that I lived in without Christ. But I look good on the outside, but I did not have life abundant. And I have it now. And the Lord has changed my actions and my thoughts and my words and my behaviors, my ideas. There's so much DNA on us from our childhood. It is in there. It's like on the cells. And Christ can change that. It's mindsets. and it's ways we do things. Well, this is the way we do things. But Jesus said, well, I don't think you need to do that anymore like that. And, of course, Ed is part of my testimony that God gave me this amazing husband. And so the end of my story is that when we walk in the light of Christ in truth, and we don't have to, when we expose ourselves, and not we don't have to have a facade of, oh my goodness, everyone needs to think I'm like this, I have to act this way, but we're transparent, even in our sin, we're transparent. He comes in and he changes us. I love to say this, that the humble get the help. People who are humble get help. People who say, I've got it together, I'm all set, they don't get help. They just are over here by themselves. And I would encourage everyone to get help, because we all need help. And then while we were singing that song, O Little Town of Bethlehem, it says, no ear may hear his coming, but we can hear it. But in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Lord enters in. And I just want to encourage people to be meek and receive him and let him enter in.